This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a congressional delegation to Taiwan Tuesday, defying threats and saber-rattling from China's leaders. Back home, Pelosi's visit received some unexpected support from a politically divided Washington, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Pelosi never would confirm she and her delegation of Democratic lawmakers were actually going to Taiwan, citing security concerns. But very soon after she landed in Taipei, she received a vote of confidence from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I welcome the speaker's display of support for Taiwan's democracy.
Speaking from the Senate floor, McConnell pushed back against Chinese leaders who called the trip provocative, saying China, with its military intimidation of Taiwan, is doing all the provoking. Another Republican, Alaskan Senator Dan Sullivan, Tuesday, told reporters he joined a bipartisan group of 26 senators, putting out a statement of support for Pelosi's trip.
At the end of the day, you do not want the Chinese Communist Party dictating to senior American leaders where they can and cannot travel. My view, and I think the view of a number of senators, is that we should close ranks now and not let the Chinese Communist Party try to drive wedges between American elected officials or the White House.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Russia on Tuesday accused the United States of direct involvement in the Ukraine war. While the first ship carrying Ukrainian grain to world markets since Moscow's invasion anchored safely off Turkey's coast after a problem-free journey, Russia said it was responding to comments by Ukraine's deputy head of military intelligence about the way Kyiv used U.S.-supplied long-range rocket systems based on what he called excellent satellite imagery and real-time information. Find more at voanews.com.